Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are on Fat Tuesday, just preparing ourselves, getting ready for the wonderful season of Lent. Such an important time of the year for us in the church, a penitential season, a time where we really do place ourselves before the Lord, and with fasting, with almsgiving, a particular expression of surrender of our lives to Christ, we examine our lives in the light of God's Word, in the light of the Gospel, before the Lord. It's a time of repentance and turning to Jesus, and a time of great purification. It's a privilege to walk through this season in the church together, to think about it worldwide. The whole church is walking together, and the church in her wisdom leads us through these seasons of the church year to help us lay hold of the paschal mystery of Jesus, the journey of Jesus's life, what he lived through. And we're all meant to be conformed to Christ. We're all meant to be little Christ, and we're followers of his. And the church in her wisdom is faithful to bringing us through each year the cycle of the Lord's own journey, the Lord's own life, and we want to imitate that the best way we can. And there's so much grace in the season of Lent for us, if we're ready for it, if we're postured, if we're ready to receive it. What I want to do today is just kind of finish up what I've been doing over the last week and a half or so, talking about abiding in the love of God, especially reflecting on John chapters 14 and 15, the love chapters. Jesus is praying, telling us about God's love, about we're called to love and to imitate his love, to walk in his commandments. Chapter 15 is the vine and the branches, the image Jesus gives us, that the Father is the vine dresser. Jesus himself is the vine, and we're the branches that live from that vine, and the Gentiles are engrafted into that vine. Jesus is helping us understand something that's really fundamental to the Christian life, right at its core, and it's a life lived. First of all, it's a life. It's not just a set of duties or practices or doctrines. It's not just another form of prayer or philosophy of life. It is new life. It's God's eternal life beginning to flow in us through the grace of baptism. It's the transfer. Jesus begins the work of salvation by taking away that fundamental sin, the original sin, the disorientation and separation from God. He deals with original sin through the cross, and he gives us new life in baptism, and we begin to share in the life that belongs to him. That is, he's a son of the Father. And we too, as John the Apostle would say, have become children of God by his power, by the power of the working of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is helping the apostles understand the implications of it, so that when we're baptized into Christ, it's not just a transfer of words from the Bible, which words from the Bible have life and they're extremely important. But the essence of the Christian life is this life of God given to us, and it's what Jesus called the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and the Father and the Son dwelling in us, and the Holy Spirit given to us as a counselor, as a teacher, to lead us to all truth and to reveal to us the love of the Father, to reveal to us the love of the Son, to reveal to us through the help of the counselor, the advocate, the one who advocates for us before God. Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything we need to know. So it's being united to Jesus in the Holy Spirit that the power, the wisdom, the life, the strength, and the anointing we need to live in love, to fulfill what Jesus has been talking about in the 14th chapter here, to say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He keeps calling us back to love because love is the greatest commandment. It's the greatest thing we can do on this earth. It's what we're made for. It's because it's who God is. And the Holy Spirit is conforming us to God's image. And ultimately that means a creature made in his image that lives in love, that can receive God's love, to allow God's love to transform us, and for that love to pass through us as we're being transformed into love of others. So the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the foundation. That's where Jesus is leading us. If we abide in him, he says, we'll bear that kind of fruit. In chapter 15, verse 5, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. What's the fruit bearing? First, it's the character of Jesus. We're called to be like him. Think of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. The work of the Spirit is to heal us of our alienation from God by uniting us to God and forming us and conforming us to the person of Jesus, to become little Christ. That's what it means to be a saint, to be like Jesus and to live like him and to love like him, right? And Jesus makes it clear. You can't get from here to there without him. It's not a work we just simply decide to do on our own strength, and he stands at a distance and says, well, let's see if they can pull it off. Let's see if they can work hard enough to make it happen. That's impossible. It's a work of God in us. It's a work of grace. It's his gift to which we cooperate. We're not simply passive in it. We have to say yes to it with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, knowing our weakness, knowing our frame, and knowing how desperately we need God's help to walk in it. So Jesus goes on to say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. It's very interesting the way Jesus puts it. What is a disciple? A disciple is a fruit bearer, someone who bears the fruit of the kingdom of God, the kind of fruit I've been talking about. A disciple is someone who bears fruit. Why? Because a disciple abides in Christ. That is, lives from Jesus, lives with Jesus. As I said yesterday, each day walking with the realization. I wake up in the middle of the night, I remember who I am. I know who I am. I wake up in the morning, I know who I am. I fight back all the other distractions, and I begin the conversation with God. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to follow you. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me to love the way Jesus loved. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. Help me understand his lordship in my life. Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, help me to love the Father the way you love the Father. And then to be able to say, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, help me. So throughout the day, just little simple prayers like that from our heart. We're walking with him. We're abiding in him. And we're living knowing he's with us. He's not far off in the heavens. He's come to make his home in us. And Jesus is continuing to accomplish the Father's plan for his life. Which is what? Which is to save a race of people, a fallen race of people who bear the image of the Father. That image has been marred by sin, and Jesus has come to take away sin. Jesus has come to make us new, a new creation. So he doesn't condemn us. He's calling us to something. And Jesus really means business on this too, and it's so good to be able to think about this as we enter into the season of Lent starting tomorrow on Ash Wednesday, because this is the most important thing. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And Jesus goes on in verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Well, there's something to chew on during Lent. Just that line, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Ask the Holy Spirit, how has the Father loved the Son? Imagine the intense, eternal love of the eternal God, the creator of all things, eternally loving his Son. God who is love, loving his most precious reality, which is his Son. Jesus received that love. He lived in that love. He abided in that love. And he said, as the Father loves me, I love you. Count on it. Carry this verse through Lent with you. Because as you examine your life, as the Holy Spirit takes you deeper and reveals to you the depth of sin that's still present and needs to be repented of, you don't have to see it as condemnation, because Paul makes it clear. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is loving you the way he's loved the Father. It's love that comes to purify. It's the purifying fire of God's love that leads us to transformation. Jesus is in it for you. He's in your corner. He loves you with all his heart. He does not condemn you. He goes on, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. So the commandment He gives, or calling us to abide in His love, like a branch abides in the vine, He says to us very directly, what this means fundamentally is that you obey my commandments. So we're going to look at, over the next few days, as we get into Lent, what are the commandments of God? And what is sin, right? Because sin is really the failure to hit the target, to hit the mark, to say yes to the commandments and live in them. It's a failure to abide in God's love, is what it is. And that kills us, right? So we want to be able to see what Jesus is calling us to do. These things I have spoken to you, He said, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. What's Jesus after? Why does Jesus call us to this? Because He wants us to come to experience full joy in Him. Heavenly joy, His joy. A joy that lasts forever. A joy that's rooted in just total trust and surrender to eternal love itself in our lives. Friends, I know because of my own life and those I love, and I know you as well, have been wounded, have been hurt by others, but also wounded yourself through your own decisions of saying yes to sin and no to God. Jesus knows that. He knows your condition. He knows your frame, and He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you by the power of His Holy Spirit. And not only heal your body, but He wants to heal the core of your being, your heart. He wants you to have His heart. This is just so amazing. What a gift. Think about how hard our hearts are at times, and unforgiving and full of rage and anger and bitterness and lust and things like that. Jesus is dead serious about healing our hearts and giving us peace, giving us a heart that rests in His peace and that there can find the joy that He's talking about. This is my commandment, He goes on to say, that you love one another as I have loved you. So He's drawing in the great commandment, right? Love of God and love of neighbor. Here's where the rubber hits the road for us, right? The hardest thing for us is probably to love our neighbor. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Jesus knows that we're children of God. The Father calls us His children. The Spirit cries out in us, Abba. So you are God's child. You're God's beloved. And here Jesus goes on to say, not only that, you're His friend. Jesus is delighted to call you His friend. He wants a friendship with you, a godly friendship, one that's inspired by divine power and divine love. And yeah, we're fickle friends, aren't we? We fail as friends. But Jesus comes to pick us up because He's a total loyal friend. And as we go forward now into the season of Lent, and we take a deep dive into allowing the Holy Spirit in the light of God's Word to examine the truth of our condition, the condition of our heart before Him, it's not condemnation. We go in knowing we're children of God and friends of Jesus. He's a true friend. God is our Father, and He loves us. So let's embrace Lent wholeheartedly and allow Him to purify us and conform us to the image of His beloved Son. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.